If you're anything like I was, the thought of getting older was the last thing on your mind. But here we are. For me, it started slowly. The lack of energy. Never being in the mood. And when I was, I could never perform at my best. I tried the pills and other treatments with minimal results, and all but given up on my sex life. Then, I found the doctors at New Mayo Medical Center. Wow, they made a new male out of me. Feel like I'm 25 again. I have renewed vigor, so much more energy, and no longer worry about my performance. New Mayo treated me like my situation was one of a kind. With a custom treatment plan that really works, I feel great. They can create one for you too. It does not matter if you suffer from low testosterone, erectile dysfunction, or just want to last longer. New Mayo will help you.
Call New Mayo Medical Center today at 847-852-4144. That's 847-852-4144. 847-852-4144. It will change your life. 847-852-4144.
On Friday, September 11th, head to the 27th Annual Oyster Fest Chicago, presented by Shaw's Crab House and located at 435 North Wabash at Hubbard Street and Rush Street. Guests can enjoy fresh seafood from some of the best restaurants and growers across the country, alongside craft beer and live music, including a performance from synth-pop musical headliner St. Lucia. For more information, the full lineup, or to purchase tickets, visit OysterFestChicago.com.
Schneider has led the trucking industry for 80 years. That's 80 years of outstanding truck driving careers. You can't lead an industry without reinvesting in your business. From CSA concerns to lost earnings caused by maintenance downtime, the equipment you drive impacts your livelihood. Schneider's fleet is one of the newest and includes features that prioritize driver safety, including anti-collision and roll stability systems. Visit SchneiderJobs.com to see for yourself why Schneider leads the trucking industry. That's SchneiderJobs.com.
Bears fans, trust all of our shows and team of Bears experts to get you ready for the start of the regular season, along with live Bears reports from Hallis Hall, breaking Bears news, and in-depth conversation with Bears players and coaches, only on Chicago's home for Bears fans. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, Sports Radio 670 The Score, WSCR and HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago. Scoreboard update.
From the Score Update studio, I'm Julie DeCaro. Cubs and Reds in the middle of the sixth at Wrigley Field, and that's where we find the scores. David Schuster.
All right, Julie, and right now it's the Reds leading it 4-2. Tell me if this sounds like a broken record. Jason Hamill last only five innings on the afternoon. He gives up seven hits, four runs earned, no walks. He strikes out four, but Captain Hook Joe Maddon had seen enough of him in that sixth inning, so he is yanked. Trevor Cahill is now in there, his first major league appearance in 2 months. Meanwhile, on the other side, Ronzel Iglesias pitching for Cincinnati. He has struck out seven. He's allowed only two hits, both home runs. Tommy Lasorda and Anthony Rizzo, number 27. But right now, the Reds have a 4-2 lead, bottom half of the sixth inning. Live at Wrigley, David Schuster on WSCR, The Score.
Thanks, David. Meanwhile, Starlin Castro on the bench for the second straight start, while Tommy La Stella mans second base. So, Len Casper, is it possible Castro could be left off the postseason roster?
I can't tell you that Starlin's got a spot on the postseason roster right now, and that's definitely a long way down the road. But when you look at the landscape right now, I think that anything's possible.
You can hear more with Len and Casper at MullyandHanley.com. Meanwhile, the Twins are 10-4 against the White Sox this season and have outscored the Southsiders 86-41. Sox will try to reverse that trend tonight in Minnesota. Carlos Rodon looking for his third win in his last five starts. He'll face Tommy Malone, who struggled since coming off the DL mid-August. Pregame tonight at 6:35 right here on 670 The Score. And a couple of games around the league at this hour. The Marlins beat the Braves today 7-3. Angels lead the A's 4-0 in the first. New York and Boston just about to get underway from Fenway. To football, the Bears have acquired tight end Kari Lee from the Texans for a conditional sixth-round pick in 2017. To make room on the roster, the Bears have waived tight end Blake Annan. They've also claimed quarterback Zach Dysart from the Broncos and tight end Gannon Sinclair of Arizona off waivers, and waived cornerback Shane Carden and guard Lucas Nix. Around the league, the Bills reportedly concerned that running back LeSean McCoy won't be ready for week one as he continues to wait for a hamstring to heal. Saints quarterback Keenan Lewis out 4 to 6 weeks following hip surgery. And former Bear Lance Briggs will submit his retirement paperwork to the NFL within the next week, per the Tribune's Brad Biggs. Finally, Nebraska football coach Mike Riley and his former school, Oregon, federal Title IX lawsuit filed by a woman who said she was raped as a result of the coach's failure to correct a sexually violent culture in the program, according to the Oregonian. The scoreboard update is brought to you by ChicagoFootball.com, your hub for Bears coverage. And Cubs playoff push coverage on the score is presented by Budweiser, official beer of the Chicago Cubs. Great times are waiting. Grab some Buds. I'm Julie DeCaro. You're listening to Chicago's number one sports radio station, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
This hour is brought to you by Ford.
Regulator! Mount up! We'll call you!
Matt Miller.
He's everywhere you want to be. Don't leave home without him.
NFL and NFL draft lead analyst for Bleacher Report.
I like this kind of party!
Breaking down the NCAA and the NFL.
The average football fan doesn't get to see a lot of these college players. I see it as my responsibility to kind of sell NFL fan bases on this player.
Matt Miller.
It's time to go eat, baby.
Matt Miller with Boers and Bernstein on 670 The Score.
Matt Miller's on Twitter at NFL Draft Scout. He is the senior NFL columnist for Bleacher Report, and he's on the Grossinger Lincolnwood Hotline. Find over 4,000 vehicles at grossingerdeals.com. Hello, Matt.
Hello. Good to talk to you again.
As always. So the Bears are doing a lot of tinkering right now. They trade a future sixth-round pick for yet another 6'7 tight end. They claim another tight end off waivers. They sign a quarterback. It's usually a bad sign for a football team if any of these guys matter. I know teams do it. I know that the Seattle Seahawks, they set a record in 1 year with some ridiculous number of total roster transactions. So churning isn't inherently bad. It's just bad when you're chasing, I guess, right?
Right. Churning's not bad. You know, the Seahawks are notable for doing it. The Patriots used to do it like early 2000s. You know, they would sign like 19 free agents, you know, but they would all kind of be that middle tier roster guy. I think with the Bears, it's a little more concerning. And I hate to like nitpick about one deal, but like trading for an undrafted free agent who hasn't played a regular season game yet is odd to me.
Has that ever happened?
It has happened. Hank Baskett was traded in a similar fashion. So if you want to Google him, he had quite the career. But, you know, here's why it's odd to me. Because the Bears are number 7 in the waiver priority. Like, so there's going to be, you know, each team's cutting 15 players last week. They're going to cut even more, you know, 27 players over the next, few weeks. So it's like, why trade a draft pick for a guy who, he wasn't good enough to be drafted a few months ago. And it's not like Corey Lee's tore up the NFL in the preseason to the fact where you throw out your scouting report on him. It's just weird to me because there's going to be a flood of athletic tight ends hit the market last week and this week and next week. So why trade a valuable draft pick when you're in a rebuilding mode? It's just, again, we're talking about a sixth-round pick and an undrafted free agent, so let's not, you know, burn our Bears jerseys. But it's just kind of a weird move to me.
Is Dysart a legitimate developmental quarterbacking prospect?
Yeah, I think so. I really do. And I went back this morning and looked at my notes on him from when he came out of the draft. And he did not have a good Senior Bowl week. I liked him more on film coming out of Miami, Ohio. But, you know, there were just little things. Like, he had a real, like, you know, hitchy footwork, and it just, he didn't look polished. So I thought he needed a lot of work, but I had him as, like, a fifth-round pick in 2013, and that has not been a great quarterback class. But, you know, he was right there with a lot of the other guys in that group. So he has the size. I think he has good touch accuracy. He's not going to have the biggest arm in the world, but you know, you guys have seen David Fales there for a year. I like Zach Dysart better. So I think he gives a little more upside in. And he's also familiar with the offense, which with Clawson being hurt, I think that's a pretty big plus right now as a guy who knows what he's doing back there at least.
Matt, the Bears seem to have finally figured out that they're really bad and that this is going to be, that this is going to be a developmental year. Looking at it from the outside, how long would you suspect it will take them to put something in place where they're competitive again?
Well, I think that all depends on the quarterback, and that's not a cop-out answer. It's the truth for a lot of teams in the NFL. And if this regime can fix Jay Cutler where so many others couldn't, then that turnaround is going to be a lot faster. But if this is a season where, like you said, the Bears have realized, hey, they're going to be very good this year. Let's slow down the expectations. It's about rebuilding this roster. You know, it might be 2 or 3 years down the road because, you know, the defense still has a lot of holes, even though they've brought in a lot of new talent. And, you know, we hear about guys like, Will Sutton is, you know, maybe he's found his fit and you know, Eddie Goldman's going to be a stud. But as far as blue chip players on this roster, I mean, Kyle Long is really the only one. You know, Pernell McPhee, I wouldn't call him a blue chip player. Kyle Fuller can get there, I think, eventually if he can stay healthy. But even Alshon Jeffrey, you know, the injuries are a concern, and he's on the last year of his deal. So it's going to take some time. But the good news is, you know, the draft class next year does look pretty good at a lot of the weak points for the Bears, whether that's offensive tackle with guys like Ronnie Stanley and Jack Conklin, or middle linebacker with Jalen Smith. It looks like next year could set up well if, you know, if they can come out of this year with a couple guys who are foundation pieces alongside of Kyle Long, then I think you have to feel good about the future.
Looks like Kyle Long is on the move based on